Jema. It's a very practical question that has been asked. How to safeguard one's faith? Mother says you have to safeguard it as a priceless treasure or precious treasure. I'm forgetting the exact words. Sri Krishna also speaks about it. He straight away goes to the process. He says, I have told you this most ancient secret doctrine. Don't share it with those who are hostile towards me. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to, web talk or a recording like this. It goes to so many people. But that's why one should be very careful. Some people believe that I can invite all kinds of people and they will hear and they will change. We are not into increasing numbers on YouTube and all that. That's not our purpose. Why? Because when people come, all kinds of people, and even in ashram, Sri Aurobindo was very clear that this is not a movement where I want hundreds and thousands of useless people come and join and they completely distort the movement. It doesn't matter. 100 perfect men. So faith is to be guarded because this is the light on the path till we arrive at knowledge. And for a long time we will need it. At different levels and different ways, because there is a faith, the soul, this faith must come in the mind. What is meant by faith in the mind? Whatever Mother and Sri Aurobindo, your master, has said is true. But won't you turn it into a dogma? Yes, provided you don't take the care of trying to understand it. How to understand it? Pray to Mother and Sri Aurobindo. I don't understand. For instance, this suppression, repression, why it happens? Why is mothers, on one side she said cling to truth. On the other side, when she says, for instance, one common thing, vegetarianism. Now there are people who try to justify either Mother and Sri Aurobindo's action or they say, no, no, this is not right. If you are a disciple and a devotee, then what they say is true. Yes, you may not understand because we have our preconceived ideas, notions, we are tied by our own beliefs. So we must turn to her. The beauty is with Mother and Sri Aurobindo, if you read everything from their writings, it will be clear. Because they have said different things at different times. At one time, they spoke about that it's not that eating meat or not eating meat is the big deal. At another time, when somebody asked that, what happens, Mother, if we eat meat, then she gives, you want to know a story of it? Somebody who ate X and then experienced so many chicken inside the tummy. So they have not said one thing only, that you cannot turn it into dogma. That's why the mother says, anyone who has read Sri Aurobindo carefully cannot turn this into a fixed religion or a formal dogma. At the same time, isn't it true that many things drop off as we grow in consciousness? Otherwise, you will be fighting prematurely over an issue which may not be that important an issue. There are other issues, other battles to be fought. So, of course, if something is interfering with your contemplation of the divine, by all means, get rid of it. But don't start fixing dogmas and struggling with it. Again, vegetarianism is good. Again, it should not be a one sided conclusion. If one is a vegetarian, very good. Don't swing to vegan and all that. For that, again, I have a very simple, people talk about milk and 100 things. I have a very simple question when people ask me. As it see, Mother prescribed milk, she gives milk in the dining room. For me, their word is absolute. Now, how to reconcile all these studies? In my heart, I have the knowledge which has reconciled it because I wanted to understand. She gave me the wisdom. This is not the time to talk about it. But basically, very simple. So mind, if they have said something, they have sanctioned something, don't get into all these, China study and this study, and I could quote equally other things. What did they say? Simple food, healthy food, not to cater only to the pander to the all kinds of taste, and not to go fasting. They said not to go for fasting, eat in moderation. Do not live for eating, eat for living. Take as much as you can eat as much as you can digest. Finished. And offer the food to the mother, knowing, take it as a prasad. That's so simple. And people give talks and they complicate so much and everybody gets confused. Well, Mother and Sri Aurobindo as a follower, it's very simple. Of course, in the mental world, there are all kinds of things which... So I'm just giving one example. There are many things like that. If the mother says, well, or Sri Aurobindo says that the mother went beyond the Upanishads, she went beyond the Upanishads. As simple as that. If the mother says that today we cannot imagine that people doing that kind of... She says Vedas are a promise, but she says you can't imagine now today in this present context that kind of knowledge, doing a yajna and homa and doing all that. She is so true. And even if we don't understand, in my house, if I have been doing it right from beginning, childhood, still the moment I read it, for me, yes, it's not necessary. Let's go to the real thing. Methods have to adapt. Also, it is true. Yug dharma. So this is for the mind. So guarding the faith. Otherwise, if you meet people, they'll quote China study. And they will go on to say, mother may not be knowing. I have heard people say that, well, they are great yogis, no, but they may not know. These studies have come now. There are people like that. So if you come into their company, your mind will get contaminated. When mother has said there won't be a third world war, there won't be a third world war. Finished. They have seen 1,000 years ahead, and they have also prepared, they are looking after, and it's up to them. Whatever will happen, they are the ones who will ultimately, they are the boatman steering the boat of creation. So these are very simple things to be practiced. So stay away from people who throw doubts in the mind. Of course, when you are grown up, you can give back, it doesn't matter. But in the beginning, you meet a material scientist, he will say, but I don't see God. And you will say, haan, dikhta nahi hai. If you are a grown-up, you will throw it back to him. And people say, I often say, if matter is all, then who are you? Don't you know I am Dr. So-and-so? I don't care, you are a bundle of neurons. I have told this to people in open forums. I said, sir, your voice has no meaning. Why? You are a bundle of brilliant, you are a bundle of billions of blabbering neurons, in which by chance consciousness and logic has come up, so your logic has no meaning. So he's totally confused in the beginning, shell-shocked. He kya bola? I said, I am only taking the logical conclusion of your words. And if material reality is true, then let your son come and hit you. What difference does it make? No, he should be good. Why he should be good? If life is only about animal survival of the fittest, as you claim, then do you understand the logical conclusion of where it's going to go? And God is sensed by the intuition, however much you may deny, then you can go into anything. But in the beginning, it's best to avoid these people, especially who are playing with ideas in the mind. Then faith in the heart. Heart has to be trained. If you see somebody unhappy, distressed, a devotee who used to pray every day, even if not you, अरे उसको साथ कैसे हो गया? वो तो आश्रम में भी आ गया था. So the heart may start doing, कुछ कुछ होता है. That time, open the heart to mother's light. Ma, I don't understand your plane. The heart will tell you. Look at the person. You'll see with a new heart. And you'll say, but for this, his journey would have been delayed. You will see how everything becomes a passage to accelerate the progress. You will see that God's rejections are our evolutionary possibility. You will see that heaven's wiser love rejects the mortal's prayer. And then inwardly you will rejoice. Don't be insensitive and tell the person, he's not ready. Na buddhi vedam. Don't disturb him. Be in sympathy with him. Give him support. But at the same time, don't be disturbed in faith that how could this happen. People keep asking. I've seen even, you know, why bad things happen to good people? Are pehle to you should be sure it is a bad thing. It's an unpleasant thing. Unpleasant is not equivalent to bad. So on and so forth. Same with life. Don't be in the company interchange too much with people who are full of doubts. Those who are devoid of faith, as the Gita would tell us. This teaching is not for them. Poor fellows. At the most you must feel, तेरा भी टाइम आ जाए, अपना टाइम आ गया. डोंट स्टार्ट रैपिंग. सबका टाइम आएगा, आएगा. इट्स ओके. ही मे हैव हिज रीजंस फॉर नॉट हैविंग फेथ, ही इज फ्री टू फॉलो दैट. आई एम नॉट हियर टू कन्विंस हिम, एंड ऑब्वियसली ही हैज नो राइट टू ट्राई टू कन्विंस मी. Be yourself. It's fine. So avoid the company of people. If doubt comes, know that doubt, despair, depression, these are the tail of the devil. Pessimism, the moment it touches, kya fayda? Abhi tail aaya hai, matlab devil kali knock kar raha hai. May I? If you indulge, haan, kya fayda? What's the use? Then he will enter the house. Then he is like a mafia don. You can't send him out of the house unless you feed him halwa puri. Problem is, he has seen your house. So he will keep returning. Tell him once for all, I am mother's child, I have nothing to do with you. I don't need you. I don't need anything. I just need the divine. Doubt may come that, am I fit for the journey? Are bhai, out of billion, trillion, God knows how many candidates divine has chosen you. You have come to the path, you have developed the aspiration. What more you want? You want a written proof? That should be that the mother never gave. Even then, people would ask, how do we know, we are called for the path? He would say, you are here, you still want to know you are called for the path or not. So doubts are like that. Looking at our nature, yes, my nature is very imperfect. So to that we must say, but the divine is infinite. Our glory and grace is infinite. So everything, you must counter it aggressively. Don't let the devil of doubt enter and indulge and entertain and allow it to take, aggressively chase it away. That's called safeguarding the faith. So stay away from the company of these people. Doubt, detect it at the first level. And if you cannot argue it out, at least put a counter. The least is say, I may not understand the ways of the divine. My human mind is very limited. But I trust you, Lord. I am sure Mother knows what is best for me. And I may not understand it today, but one day I will understand. Even if I don't understand, nothing will take me away from walking the path. Even if I don't understand why things happen the way they happen, still I have to walk the path. Do I have a choice? You have sat in that train to Pondicherry. Okay. Now suddenly there is an engine failure. Or you got injured halfway through or whatever. There was no water. What will you do? You will endure. You will not say, oh mother, I am coming to meet you. Why you did like this? You want a royal treatment? Maybe she wants to see whether you are really sincere or not. Not she, but the world forces. Maybe the world forces want to test you. You want to come to Pondicherry? Let's see. So, all this knowledge will begin to awaken inside. But when situations become difficult, seemingly impossible, never doubt the divine. Doubt your own experience if you wish to. Your own abilities. But never doubt the divine. So the faith that is required in this yoga is a threefold faith. Number one, the divine exists. Everything else stems from there. And second, the divine has called me to the path. How can one come otherwise? What qualification? What is so special about us that we are in the path? Just the divine has called. Why he has called, we don't know. Parcha kat gaya. Divine ka parcha kat gaya. In the highest sense. Parchi kat gaya. Kyon kat gaya? People may think, what a useless fellow. Why is there such a great yogi? Why is not there? Ab hum kya kare? Hamara admission ho gaya school mein. And the third is, since the divine has called you to the path, and I am a child of the mother, I cannot fail. Trust in that destiny that she has called us, time taken notwithstanding. It may take 1,000 years. Don't be worried. 1,000 years of her service. Or it may happen the next instant. Either ways, be full of gratitude to the grace. So that's how faith has to be guarded as the priceless treasure. Because if faith is damaged, they try Sometimes it may be a little bit shaken. Immediately bring it back, because if faith is damaged, then the only thing next is hope. Then they'll attack hope. And if hope is gone, then there is total abyss. Never despair. And one simple truth is, if divine is there, if the divine mother is there, if she is all love, why should I despair, even if situations, circumstances are the worst? And so many examples I have given, I have seen people going through such seemingly impossible things. It's a journey. We don't know their past. We don't know why they are in that state where they are. Don't try to blame them, your karma, bad karma. No, we don't know. People have go through their quota of, everybody goes through. We don't know why. We need not know why. What is important for us is that we have to keep moving forward. What is that famous line? Himadri Tunga Shranga Se Prabuddha Shuddha Bharati Swam Prabha Samujwala Swatantrata Pukarti. That should be the attitude. That's the summit I have seen. I'll go. If I fall, I'll get up. Held by the divine. One day she will take me to the summit. Time taken. Number of apparent failures and falls notwithstanding. Chema.